Three, two, one.
Here we go! Hi, it's Shalena, and you are now listening to the Shalena Folks Talk Show, where mom entrepreneurs gather to discuss how we balance motherhood and entrepreneurship. I'm so glad you're here. Grab your coffee or whatever gets you going, and let's start the conversation.
Three, two, one.
Here we go!
On today's show, we're talking about how to turn your passion into your profession. I have wedding planner extraordinaire Lucretia Williams with me today. Lucretia is a wife and mom of two daughters. She graduated from The Ohio State University and then opened up Distinct Event Planning. With 22 years of event planning experience, her weddings and events have been featured with Essence, Columbus Weddings Magazine, Muna Lucci Bride, Black Bride Magazine, Hostess with the Mostest, 614 Magazine. She's also been featured on local television shows and several podcasts. She has written 5 published articles and have been a speaker at several conferences, including the National Association for Catering and Events, Association of Bridal Consultants Annual Conference, Creative at Heart, Creative Growth Summit, and her very own, the Empowered Planners Conference. Help me welcome Lucretia to the show. I'm so excited to be able to sit down and talk to you and get to share with the audience more about like what you do and how you got to where you've, you know, where you're at now. And so I know you have 20 years of experience planning weddings and events and just cultivating a team.
Yes.
So how did you get to this point? You know what? Let's start with 7-year-old Lucretia.
Oh.
What did you want to be back then?
I wanted to be an accountant.
Oh, wow.
I know. Of all things. I don't know why. I love numbers.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought, oh, well, I love numbers and I love to add and multiply. I can be an accountant when I grow up.
Wow. See, I hated math growing up. So I never ever thought about like that type of job. But that's cool. So then at what point did you feel as though I want to be a wedding and event planner and plan corporate events and bring together great people and food and everything and just make a beautiful day?
Yeah, well, growing up, I didn't know event planning or wedding planning was even a thing.
Okay.
So when I was a student at The Ohio State University, I got the planning bug.
Okay.
So I've been planning events around campus, and then after we graduated, everyone started to get married. And I was like, well, you used to plan events on campus. You think you can plan a wedding? I'm like, it's not the same thing, but I'll take a stab at it. So after doing that for so many years and doing it for free because I didn't know any better, I said, this is a thing. So I want to make this a thing. And so started doing my research and learned, wow, event planning is like a real career. And that's how I got started.
Wow. So like what type of events were you planning on college campus?
Wow. Back then it was parties.
Okay.
It was parties. And then also I was a member of the Black Students in Business Administration.
Okay.
And we had an annual fundraiser that we had to plan.
Right.
And that was my first time planning like a huge event where I had to get speakers and sponsors and volunteers and things like that. So that's where it really, really kicked off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you major in?
Financial management.
Financial management. Okay, so you did stick with the numbers.
I stuck with the numbers.
And then what kind of change did you stay in that financial management industry and then move, you know, into weddings, or did you kind of like do it at the same time?
Yeah, I actually went into banking after I graduated. So I was working at a large bank for several years, and then after doing that I started realizing I had this passion for event planning, and so that's how it all kind of came about.
So what was your first event planning event?
My first event was a wedding. Actually, one of my best friends had graduated from college. We both went to The Ohio State University. She had her wedding, and it was the first time I ever did something that was off campus in this whole career of event planning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I bet you have a lot that you learned from that.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you feel like you were unprepared or, you know, like...
I was, because I didn't know, like, the order of events. I didn't know how to line people up the right way. It was, like, my first time.
Right.
But what was great about it, she was just as young as I was, so she didn't know any better either. So there was no one telling us, oh, that's wrong.
Right.
So after doing it for so many times, I'm like, wait a minute, let's do it this way. This will make my job easier if I did this way and have meetings with my clients to get their vision and things like that. So it kind of grew over the years of how to do this the right way.
And then I know you mentioned how, like, you
weren't charging at first. I remember my first wedding, you know, I didn't charge anything. The couple, they were really nice, and they gave me like a little honorarium afterwards. But at what point did you decide, okay, I got to start charging for these weddings?
Well, when I realized how much work and time it took. After the first one, I kind of got, well, I didn't realize I should be charging. Mm-hmm. I realized I should be doing something different with how I'm doing what I'm doing in regards to wedding planning. Okay. Again, it was still new. And mind you, that was way before social media. Okay. So I was going to library and getting magazines to learn kind of how to do this. So there wasn't an online platform to learn how to do this.
What year was this?
That was
1998. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was a long, long time ago. Yeah. So that's how I had to learn. I had to go to the library and do research.
Wow. You are pro. I mean, I was a little girl. I was like 11.
No. Yeah. And so then after I started learning, I was able to meet with other planners and figure out, oh, so we charge and how you charge. And that's where the educational platform come in for me. It's like, oh, there's an educational piece to this and this career and kind of building my business and business development. And that's when I realized, okay, I need to start charging for this.
Okay. So you said you started meeting with other planners.
Yes.
How did you reach out to other planners? Like, how did you, did you just say, hey, you just found people and said, hey, I just want to be a wedding planner, or I'm trying to be a wedding planner?
What happened? I have an interesting story about that. Okay. So when I first started, no one wanted to help me. Like, I knocked on every door I possibly could, and I kept getting no. And at one time, I thought, I was like, well, maybe this isn't for me. I was really having imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. And then one time, I went to a conference, and there was a planner there, and she was speaking. And what was interesting about her is that her presentation wasn't about how to make more money, how to book more clients. She talked about how to use your gifts and talents as a planner and pay it forward to help other organizations.
That's what it's
about. Totally intrigued, because I have a servant's heart. And I was like, wow, I didn't know that we could use our talents to help other organizations. And so when she got off the stage, I introduced myself to her, and I said, I'm a new planner. I was like, I just really want to shadow someone to understand if this is something I really want to do. She said, absolutely. And she wasn't even in Columbus, so I had to drive down to Cincinnati. And I was able to do an actual wedding with her, 400 guests. She had a team of, I think, of four or five planners with her.
Wow.
And I mean, I just got in it. It was like you learning. It was off the cuff. And I love that part of it, because I was able to grasp all the different aspects as it comes to, when it comes to wedding planning. And when I got done, I left, went to my hotel, and I emailed her and I thanked her for the opportunity. I was like, you don't know what this just did for me, because now I know this is what I've been created to do. And so what's funny about that is that was back in maybe 2000, 2001. The email that I sent to her, I found it a couple years ago. So when the Empowered Planner Society happened, we had our first conference. I had one spot for another speaker. And I said, man, I want to reach out to her to see if she's available. Now, granted, we've lost contact.
Mm-hmm.
And so she didn't remember who I was, and I reached out to her, which was great for me.
Okay.
Because I'm like, hey, I want you to be this speaker. And she's like, you know what, Lucretia? It's the only weekend I have available. I don't really know if I can do it. And I said, you have no idea what this would mean to me in this industry if I have you there. She said, you know what? I love what you're doing. I'm going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Well, found the letter, and I'm reading the letter, and I'm like, wow, this is going to be amazing. So I told my team, I said, I'm going to open up the conference with reading this letter. Still, she didn't remember who I was when all the speakers got there. So we have the conference, we welcome, we open up, and I said to them, the reason why we're here is we're here to help build each other and help each other grow. And let me read something to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I read the letter, and I read her response to me in this email saying, you're going to be an amazing planner one day. Make me proud. The team loved working with you. So as I got done reading this letter, which was a 20-year-old, almost 20-year-old letter, she's in my audience. Now I'm on my platform. She's in my audience, and I'm here to serve her. She was just bawling.
And was it, at what point did she realize, oh my gosh, I helped this lady out?
That's when I started
reading
the
letter. Her response.
Her response. When I started reading the letter, and then I read her response, I could see her eyes like, that's me. And she is like bawling tears. She's like,
that's a prize.
And then for her, it was a proud mama moment, because she's like, something I did to impart into another planner, and now it's having this stage where there's a ton of other planners in the room that she's serving.
And that's so beautiful, because, you know, as of late, the whole, collaboration over competition is kind of strong.
Yes.
But even when I started, like, in 2012, mm-hmm. when I started planning, I was looking for mentors and mm-hmm. just, you know, reaching out to people, meeting people, and like, oh, yeah, send me an email.
Yeah.
I emailed them, follow up, no
Nothing.
Response.
I know.
One time, I remember one lady finally responded, and mm-hmm. I got her on the phone. She's like, yeah, you can come to my studio. We can meet and talk. And I was like, you know, I don't want to have to get paid for this. I just want to shadow and learn
sure.
and see if this is for me.
Yeah.
And I was so excited because she scheduled for me to come and sit down with her. So that day, I don't know, I was at work, and work was almost over in like a couple hours.
Yeah.
And so I get a text message from her.
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to reschedule. I was like, oh, okay, so when? When can we reschedule? Oh, I'll let you know. Never heard back from her. After that, I was like, why? Why don't anyone help
right.
me? Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't want to steal your business.
Exactly.
I just want to see if this is for me. And, like, at that time, people were just not, they just didn't want to. It was like a dog-eat-dog world.
It was.
And I remember decided that I wanted to do my first bridal show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the bridal show that winter because I was going to do the one in the spring.
Uh-huh.
And I remember passing by her booth, and I was like, oh, that's the lady. That's her booth. She didn't even recognize because we never
yeah.
met in person. And
mm-hmm.
I was like,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
But yeah, mm-hmm. so what would you tell aspiring planners or anyone who's aspiring to mm-hmm. you know, be in business to, you know, what should they do in order to get a mentor?
I would say you want to look for someone where you feel like your personalities and your styles match.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just makes sense when you do that. I think sometimes what people do is they'll just send a blanket email request out, like,
yeah.
I just want to shadow anybody.
Right.
And it's not, it's like, well, yeah, but not really. You want someone where your personalities match because it has to be a good working relationship
right.
in order for you really to learn what you need to learn from this planner. So I would tell you that. And I would tell you a lot of times, because it's not a week that doesn't go by that I don't get a request for someone who wants to kind of pick my brain.
Oh,
and understand, yeah. I know, and I, trust me, my heart is I want to help, but I don't have that kind of time.
Right.
And because I get so many requests mm-hmm. that I have to be very careful in who I
Absolutely.
Allow into my space like that. And I actually charge for that.
Yeah.
And the reason being, it's like, well, why do you charge for that? I just want to ask you a couple questions. Wow. Well, there's tens of thousands of dollars
mm-hmm.
worth of education
yeah.
that I put into
yeah.
my brand and
mm-hmm.
my business. And for me to sit with you for hours on end and just let you...
Yeah.
Ask all the questions you want and me just give all this information out
right.
and I walk away empty.
Right.
It just isn't fair.
Yeah.
So don't be surprised or be willing to invest if someone says to you, I'm offering a mentorship program or a coaching program, but I charge for it. There's a reason for that.
Exactly.
You have to put some kind of skin in the game
yeah.
for us to know that you're really serious
yeah,
about what
you
want to
do. Yeah, that you're serious. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. So you do this full time now.
Yes, I do.
So how did you get to that point to
oh
be able
my
to
gosh.
Just... quit your day job
yes.
and wedding plan,
yes.
corporate plan, full-time.
Well, it got to the point where my business was really, really growing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, well, Lord, I know that you have given me this gift and talent to do what I do. When
you
is
do
the
well.
Time? Right. And I really, it took a lot of prayer
mm-hmm.
and lots of conversation with my husband because it was going to be a big step. I mean, I made a lot of money on my day job.
Right.
But my passion and my heart just wasn't there anymore. And so what I know is, you know, God will make room for your gift. And so we just had to just trust and put our faith that he's going to provide
right.
for us for me to do this because he created me to do this. And so when we decided to do it, I did it. And what was funny is that, you know, that day I came home and I said, okay, I'm going to call my boss and I'm going to put in my 2 weeks notice. And I was so nervous. And I called and talked to her. We were on the phone. And she said, Lucretia... she said, it's about time.
Oh!
I was like, really? She's like, she said, if I could do something I love to do
mm-hmm.
and get paid for it, she said, I wouldn't be here either.
Oh, wow.
Go.
You
and I was like,
yeah.
oh my God!
Because yeah.
I thought it was going to be like, oh, we don't want
yeah.
you to go. You know, but they knew.
Confirmation.
People could, when you're doing something God created you to do, people can see it on you. And so people saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, why are you
mm-hmm.
still here? You have all this amazing
yes.
things that you could be doing. And I'm going to tell you what a pivotal moment was for me was one of my clients, I was meeting with them, who knew I had a full-time job. And she said to me, okay, well, wait, let me get this straight. So you have this amazing business that you're running. and you have this 9-to-5 job, she's like, that you don't want anymore. Right. Your heart isn't really there. And she said to me, have you ever thought that someone's been praying for that position at that job that you don't want?
Wow.
And you're just sitting on
it? Oh, wow.
And I was like, you are so right. Someone is praying for this position. Yeah. And God's like, well, if she'd do what I told her to do,
then
I can bless this other person. And so when that came real to me, I sat with my husband, we talked about it, and we just made the move. And I came home, and God told me, I had a whiteboard that I never opened. Mm-hmm. He said, I want you to open it up, put it on your wall. I put it on my wall, and he said, I want you to write down all your clients. And I looked up, and I had 18 events booked as a full-time 9-to-5 girl with a business. And he was like, this is
mom,
what I have for you. And
a mom,
and ministry, and all that.
Think about how much more.
What? And so all these years, I was thinking, like, people say, how do you do it? How do you do it? You know, work a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That was my only answer because I did not have an excuse of why I was doing, how I was doing what I was doing. And so coming full time was a full circle moment for me. And I'm going to tell you, it's like as if I never even had a 9-to-5.
Right.
I never regret my decision. Mm-hmm. I wake up every day. I can have my 15 minutes drinking my coffee, getting my day together, and doing what I love to do.
So now, for someone who is seeking to leave their 9-to-5, what steps should they take? Should they just cold turkey say, okay, in 2 weeks, should they be saving for 3 months? Should they, what should they do?
No, I would say everyone is going to be different. It depends on your situation. So for me, I had a husband with a full-time job and with benefits and insurance. So we had that part covered. So for me, it was really about building up my clientele enough to, that could carry my business. And so what I had to do was I had to scale.
Okay.
I had to put a lot of workflows in place. I had to see, well, you know, where am I transitioning? Because I went from weddings to doing even more corporate. Well, corporate are bigger dollars.
Uh-huh.
So having those bigger dollars made me more financially secure to, like, okay, it's time for me to make this move. Cold turkey can work for some people. Mm-hmm. It just didn't work for me. I feel like I had to have some form of a net before I kind of just do something. And I knew because I serve my community well and I have a great clientele that trusts me, and because I know this is a God-given gift, it was just time for me to make the move.
Right.
So I would tell you, follow your heart, but also put a plan in place.
Right.
Don't, I wouldn't be the one to just jump out and just do it, you know, because there's so many different things. And we're in a, I'm in an industry that's saturated. It's planners all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make my niche is to what type of client I want to hire me. I have an ideal client in mind. And I've learned how to attract that client.
Right.
And so for me, I knew what my clientele was. I knew the money that I needed to make. And it was just putting a plan in place. To make
And that's very important. Like writing out the type of, like your target client. Like
giving
this person a whole life.
Absolutely.
Right? Like this person works here. They drive this type of car. They have. So that's a good tip, you know, for someone who is seeking like that ideal client.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Empowered Planners and Society.
Yes.
Right? So you started that in 2017.
I did.
Tell us about that.
Well, there's another backstory to that. So in 2016, my mother passed away a week before my daughter's first birthday.
Ooh.
And I was an only child. So I was like, Lord, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Right.
I actually wanted to give up planning.
Uh-huh.
And I told my husband, I'm going to take a break. I told my vendors, hey, 2017, I'm going to take this break. I'm not going to do too much planning. And God woke me up one morning, he said, not only will you not quit, I'm going to give you something else to do. I'm like, okay, Lord, what does that look like? And I started researching, like, started writing things down, and I kept writing things like, I want to teach, I want to speak, I want to educate, I want to bring education to Columbus for creative professionals, what does that look like? And so I kept writing the same things, and I said, this is what God wants me to do. But I shared with him, if I do this, you have to send me the right people.
Yeah.
I cannot do this by myself. And sure enough, he's faithful. He sent the right people to my team. And I said to them, I don't know what this looks like. I just want y'all to take a chance on a prayer.
Right.
And I said, what I want to do is serve the community of creative professionals. I'm always flying out to conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Either I'm speaking or I'm attending. And I said, we don't have anything in the Midwest that can serve creative professionals. And really, it was supposed to be just for planners.
Right.
What we found is that, well, yeah, there's not education for planners, but there also wasn't education for other creative professionals. Yes. So when we started the Empowered Planner Society, it was for planners.
Okay, I'm glad you're explaining that, because yes. I thought it still was for planners.
No, it isn't. We just kept
the
name.
So I could come.
Right, anyone can come.
I mean, I still do destinations, but yeah.
Yeah, so our conference, we had photographers, videographers, makeup artists, okay. We had hairstylists, you know, we had bloggers, we had graphic designers, planners, nice. Like everything you can think of that falls under creative professionals was in the room. But what's different about us is that we are providing the business development for you, mm-hmm. but our base foundation is we're going to do this together.
Okay.
We're going to help each other grow. So I tell people, if you feel like you're a person who feel like you have the blueprint to what you do, mm-hmm. you don't want to share, and you see us as competition, you're going to be very uncomfortable in our room because we're about hugging, we're crying, we're high-fiving, we're helping each other take each other to the next level.
So is it more than a conference? Because it sounds like you guys are doing meetings.
We are. Yes.
So it's not just a conference.
It's not just a conference. No. So we had conference 2017, 2018.
Okay.
We had several workshops since then as well.
Okay.
I didn't have a conference this year on purpose because in our conference, we have 16 to 18 hours of education that we're pumping out. Mm-hmm. The base of what we do is helping each other grow, but we also want to make sure that people have the capacity to grow. So we said, let's scale back a little bit and not have the conference, but let's have intensive workshops instead to make sure our attendees are applying what they are learning. Mm-hmm. So we've had a workshop for HR for creative professionals. Okay. We've had one for Kristen Kaplan came and she taught about pricing strategies. Kelly Dobb came and she talked about marketing strategies.
Okay.
So it's intensive. It's like all day. It's 10 to 15 people. And we are like working on our business as we're having a workshop. So we decided to do that instead of doing a conference this year.
So how do people join?
Well, we have a Facebook page, the Empowered Planner Society. And it's not actually an actual formal group.
Okay.
We have workshops, we have meetups, we have conferences, let's just get together for coffee and just talk about business. So it's very informal. So if you just go to our page and you join, or go to our website, empowerplanners.com, and hit join EPS, that way you'll be on our list to get our newsletters and all our upcoming events. You'll be in the know.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right, so what advice do you have for anyone who has a passion that they long to turn into their full-time profession? I know you've kind of given us some tips.
Yeah.
But overall, like, what would you tell someone?
I would tell them to educate. Mm-hmm. I think the baseline of what we do in being successful is having the educational platform. I think that we have a society where just because you have access to Google or Pinterest, you feel like, oh, I've arrived and I can do this. But that's not all that there is. There has to be a level of education and business development.
Right.
So baseline level, business development will be number one with education. And second, I will highly recommend you get a mentor.
Okay.
I have three right now, in different aspects of business, because there's someone that knows a lot more than you that can impart something to you that you would never even thought about. And my thing is, if you're going to do it right. I mean, I'm not one. We make mistakes, but I don't want to plan for mistakes.
Right.
So if I know someone who can help me with marketing strategies, I'm going to connect myself with them to help me teach me how to do it and how to do it the right way. So baseline education, and second, absolutely mentorship. And then third, get with a group of like-minded people. There's nothing like collaborations and connections.
Yes.
I tell people, you just never know who's in the room.
Right.
And you could be one person away from your business kind of just blowing up because that person is in the room if you made a connection with them. There's no way I would be where I am today without a ton of people who got me here.
Right.
So I'm all about connections and collaborations. So those will be my three tips.
Good. Okay, so let's have a little fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
I have a this or that session for us to do.
Okay.
So I'll start by asking you to pick this or that, and then I'll answer. So based off of your answer, I'll tell you what my answer is.
Okay.
So number one, would you prefer text or call?
Right. I would say text.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for me, I think at this stage of my life, text, but I used to be like, call me.
I
was on the phone. But when it comes to business, I'm like, oh, can you put it in an email?
Yes.
I want to forget. Okay. Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Hot.
I'm iced.
Are you?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm not really like a... I don't know. I'm not really a coffee person.
Okay.
But I like to get like a frappuccino, like a caramel.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Cook cook dinner or go out to eat?
Go out to eat.
Yeah. I like cooking for people. So it's the way I show like hospitality and love. Yeah. So I enjoy doing that. But I do also enjoy going out to eat a nice meal. I will say it's harder for us to go out to eat now because of the kids.
Yeah.
It's just too much. Yeah. It's a lot of things.
I like going out to eat. I feel like me and my husband have more conversation when we go out to eat. Because now we're just focusing on, because it's just us in this booth or table. Then at home, it's like, make your plate. Okay,
that's
hurry
true.
Up. Bath time.
Yeah.
And it moves so fast.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have a big living room or a big kitchen? That's kind of hard.
I would say a big kitchen. I feel we gather more in the kitchen than we're never ever in my living room.
Yeah, because I hate tight, like when I'm cooking, I don't like tight spaces.
Yeah, I don't either.
Kitchen, I want to move around. I need a big old island.
Yes.
One day I want an island with a little sink in the center.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Would you rather go shopping for yourself or have a personal stylist?
I have a personal stylist.
Okay.
So I'm going to say personal stylist.
You always try.
Thank you.
So I was telling the guys earlier today I need a stylist to help me like iron clothes and get it out for my shoots and stuff.
Okay.
But I enjoy shopping.
Okay.
So I think I'd rather just shop for myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay. So would you rather have bare face or beet face?
Beet.
You always have a good beet face.
You
always got to
see
face.
This. She's like, you better say me.
Who is your makeup artist? She's
her name
good.
Is Essie Cunningham. She owns Essie Divine.
Okay.
I have a few, but she's one of my ones I go to the most.
She did that.
Yes, thank you.
For me, I do like dressing up and getting the face beat, but I just feel like so much more comfortable without makeup on.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do like a good beat when it's for a special occasion. Would you rather work in your office or work in a Starbucks? Or like, coffee shop or something.
I want to say in my office only because I like having things at my hand that I can look at my whiteboard. Like my whiteboard inspires me every morning when I see like everything that I have going on. Sometimes if I just need to get away for a second and because sometimes if I'm in my office, I will run a load of laundry or do the dishes real quick and get kind of distracted.
Yeah.
So sometimes in a Starbucks, I'm not as distracted. But I like having things at my fingertips.
Okay, so we're like total opposites of everything. Okay, so I prefer going to Starbucks.
Okay.
I get so distracted when I'm at home. Like, I started doing other things like you said.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I get so focused in Starbucks. I don't know if it's just everyone around me is focused. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, let me drink some of this
coffee
and get iced focused.
Coffee.
Yes. Work with music or without music?
With.
Yes, there we go.
Yes,
I
with
need
music.
Some music.
I
have to have something going on.
I don't
on.
Like dead space. Like sound, I need noise. A little bit of noise.
right. Okay. Have no internet or have no phone? Ooh. Have no internet or no phone. Let me think this through. Because.
That's hard. I would say.
Maybe no.
No internet.
I would say maybe.
Because a phone, I can still text and I can call.
See, I was going to say no phone because if I have internet, can't I, like, if it's my iPad or my laptop, I can still call someone. So if something happened and I didn't have my phone, I can still text or get online somehow.
See, I would.
I mean, I hold on to my phone a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Plan an indoor wedding or an outdoor wedding?
Indoor.
Yes. Oh, God. Years ago, I planned this outdoor wedding in June in North Carolina. It was a tent wedding. It was too much. I was like, never again.
I think outdoor weddings are more beautiful.
Yeah, they are beautiful.
But they're a lot more work and a bigger chance than you going inside.
And even my wedding, like, it sprinkled a little
bit.
Outdoors, the ceremony, and like a garden. And I kind of felt bad.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I want to have all these flowers around me. So my coordinator's like, you want to move it inside? I'm like, no. I talked to God. He said he'll stop it. So it literally stopped, like, when I got up to the altar.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, bonus question.
Yes.
All right. Work with a bridezilla, groomzilla, or a momzilla? Those are three different types of zillas. Which one's worse, a bridezilla, a groomzilla, or a momzilla?
What's funny is I've never had a bridezilla or
a That's
groomzilla.
Good.
I don't attract that client.
Okay.
So when I'm having a consultation, I feel it's going that way. I'll refer them to someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I can feel it.
That's good. Mm. You have to fill people out. That's why the competition is so important.
Part.
I haven't had anybody do it.
Yes, I'm really good at vetting. So I would say, if I had to choose between the three, probably Momzilla.
Okay.
Because I think with moms, mm-hmm. they just don't know their place. And if it's their daughter that's getting married, they kind of just feel a little overpowering. But I have a way to kind of tell her, walk her through, this is the process.
Right.
This is what I'm going to do. And this is what you're going to do. So we're on the same page. Because the ultimate goal is for the bride to be happy. Yeah. So I'll say Momzilla.
Okay, Momzilla. Well, Lucretia, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you so much. You're such an inspiration.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So I'm so excited that you were on the show today. And if you want to leave everyone with your information, how can they follow you?
Sure. Yeah. You can follow me online at distinctiveeventplanning.com or empowerplanners.com. And on Instagram, we're at distinctiveEP or empowerplanners.
If you enjoyed this episode, please give it 5 stars, leave a review, and don't be selfish. Share this with a friend. As always, remember, mommy, even in the chaos and the exhaustion, you can juggle motherhood while running a successful business and be great at both, doing your best, and your best is good enough. Thank you for tuning in to the Shalena Fultz Show. I'll talk to you soon.